Episode 79. Have you ever worked with a business coach or perhaps a mentor? What's it like? What are the benefits? Well, in this episode, Maureen from MJH Knowledge gives you a bit of an insight into the answer to all of these questions.
A clearer voice for business online. More focus. All the pointers for social media are here. The tools and techniques to give you an edge. All in the online marketing audio blog, presented as ever by Julia Doherty of Green Umbrella.
Hello, 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 and a really warm welcome to the Online Marketing Audio Blog. As John's already said, my name is Julia Doherty from Green Umbrella, and it's my job to keep you ahead of the game when it comes to everything to do with online marketing. In the last few weeks, I've started to introduce perhaps a new tool or a technique that I use in my business every single day. So before we transition to this week's guest blogger slot, I'd like to share with you my tool of the day.
The Online Marketing Audio Blog, Tools and Techniques.
Okay, this week's tool of the day is the Camtasia Studio. So Camtasia Studio is the editing software that I use on my iMac to produce both my podcasts and the videos. It's really easy to use and the online tutorials are excellent. It works for both the Mac and the PC and is relatively inexpensive. So check that out, that's Camtasia Studio Online. I work it with a microphone called an iRig microphone. It just plugs into my MacBook Air as well, so I can do them on the go if I need to. So that's an iRig microphone and Camtasia Studio.
Snapchat, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Bebo, Boo Boo, Coochie Coo, Who's a Pretty Boy Then? All the platforms are covered here.
So it's time for our guest blogger to make an appearance. So let me introduce to you the wonderful, the amazing Maureen Hallett from MJ Knowledge. This is actually her debut blog for Green Umbrella, and she's written a cracking article for us all. It's all about the benefits of using a business coach or a mentor. A mentor? A mentor. Over to you, Maureen.
In every episode, get the view from the outside, a stack of subscribers, the how-to articles that create action. It's the guest blogger.
Hello, my name's Maureen Hallett from MJH Knowledge. What are the benefits of working with a coach or mentor? It's always good to chat things over with friends and relatives, but sometimes we need to consider talking to someone who will listen, challenge and be impartial about what we are saying, whereas our friends and relatives may just pay us lip service. Sometimes we hear people say, "I don't need to talk to a coach or mentor. I talk to my friends. I haven't got the time. I'm not sure what I'll say. I'm not sure how much it will cost." They are all valued points. So let's explore what a coach or mentor does and the benefits. How often do we wish we could take some time away from the humdrum to gather our thoughts, think through a new idea or explore new exciting opportunities? Even when we do take an opportunity to stop the world and jump off for an hour, we probably still get interrupted. So when we do stop, who do we talk to about our thoughts and dreams? Does the person we talk to really listen, give constructive feedback or challenge our ideas in a helpful way? Do they half listen and just tell us what they think we want to hear? We all realise that we need some me time away from our responsibilities to think and talk without other people's influences. This is when a coach or mentor is the ideal person to talk to, as they are impartial and will work with us. How do you know if you need a coach or mentor? Both coaching and mentoring are processes that enable individuals to achieve their full potential. Coaching and mentoring share many similarities, so it makes sense to outline the common areas. Mentoring usually enables an individual to work with someone who knows and understands their industry and is able to share their knowledge and management and situations. Coaching is generally performed on the basis that the coach does not have direct experience of the client's formal occupational role, unless the coaching is specific and skills focused. The most important thing is to find the right person to work with. It is important that we feel comfortable to talk and share thoughts, ideas, and frustrations that we may find difficult to share with a partner, relative, or friend. They will be impartial and act as a sounding board by challenging and giving feedback on what they hear, but they will not tell us what to do. The benefits. The benefits of taking time out for some me time will help focus our minds on what we want, or more importantly, what we don't want. The right conversations will help us unlock capability, improve performance and targets, empower, more confident, communications, prepare for change to feel more inclusive, makes the achievements more achievable, confidence, feeling valued. Usually the first meeting with a coach or mentor is free, so we have an opportunity to ask the questions that are important to us to make sure we find the right person with the expertise we are looking for. Sessions are normally booked for an hour or an hour and a half basis and normally take place in a private, confidential setting. It is sometimes hard to know how many sessions we may need or how often we want to meet up, as it will depend on the activities we need to undertake before the next meeting. Again, it's about what we want and how it works for us, so don't be afraid to say if the timings are not working. If we have a good working relationship with our coach or mentor, we will feel comfortable to say if we need more or less meetings. I hope this article shows that when you find the right coach or mentor, things will start to happen. It would be lovely to hear some of your experiences of working with a coach or mentor. This is Maureen Hallett from MJH Knowledge.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for your article, Maureen. It was fab. I remember my first business coach, who was this old schoolboy accountant called Ian, and he was lovely. He'd steer us in the right direction with regards to how much dividends we could take from the business and how to progress with a certain type of service that we think about introducing. Yeah, it was actually really good to have somebody else's perspective that wasn't directly involved in the business or wasn't, you know, a relative or something like that. Yeah, he soon retired after we worked with him for about 3 years or so. And I remember that feeling a bit lost because we hadn't found a new coach. We thought, well, we didn't really need one. But it was about 6 months we went without one, and I really did remember feeling a bit lost. So I've always had some sort of business coach or mentor in all the businesses I've done, and I'd highly recommend it. Also recommend, like, getting together with a mastermind group or something like that. Whichever way you do it, you do need some support in your business. You do need that network support. Anyway, an excellent article, Maureen. Thank you. You can come again. If you want to connect with Maureen and follow her tips and techniques, then check her out on Twitter by following @M for mother, J for Julia, H for Harry, Knowledge. That's MJH Knowledge. Or Maureen, I don't know her middle name, Hallett Knowledge, MJH Knowledge.
You're on the Online Marketing Audio Blog.
Anyway, as always, you don't need to take any notes, as we have a full transcript of the article. All you have to do is visit all the W's, green-umbrella.biz/79, on 79 already. As I say, you can read the article in more detail there, and also you can subscribe to the blog and find any links that we've mentioned as well. That's it for this episode. Take care for now. Bye-bye. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Next time, the Online Marketing Audio Blog returns with more social media, the guest blog, tools and techniques, hot topics, and all the latest news. Catch Julia then. And in the meantime, pay us a visit at green-umbrella.biz.